foothold.
昨天下午我们在小组讨论的时候呢，我就贪喝了两杯咖啡。
During the team discussion yesterday afternoon, I was greedy and I had two cups of coffee.
昨天晚上都没睡觉。
And I couldn't sleep the whole night.
现在站在这边头是晕的，懵懵啊呢，我白讲。
Now I feel a little dizzy as I stand here.
然后早上一起来。
When I got up in the morning,
那个头一起来就撞到我睡在我妈妈那个床的边边哈，撞一个加个凹一个落去，还好没流血。
I hit myself in the head, and there is a dent.
我就想着哦，这魔鬼这大招。
So I said, this is a huge devil.
可是我想这个是我自己找来的。
But I was the one who gave him room.
所以往后的日子呢，脚步还是要小心一点。
So I should be more cautious with my footsteps.
希望在主里面呢，我能够学习到更多。
I hope that I can learn more in the Lord.
我就是像个在基督里面的出生的婴儿。
I'm like a newborn baby in Christ.
虽然我会翻圣经，我会唱诗歌。
I open the Bible and I sing hymns.
可是很多做人的道理的礼貌都不懂。
But I'm still very ignorant on conducting myself.
那有一点我要跟大家分享的是，如果您在台湾哈、哦，有一个节目叫做《厝边隔壁头尾后》，有一个广播节目。
There's a program, a radio program in Taiwan, which is called Good Neighbor.
它里面那个见证哈、哦，对这种初信者或者是没有什么宗教信仰的你的亲戚朋友哈、哦，一定要跟他们分享。
This is a very good evangelical tool for so if you happen to know anybody there in Taiwan, you must tell them about it.
里面的那些见证哈，让我觉得说主耶稣真的是太爱我了。
And I heard some of the testimonies on the broadcast, in the broadcast, and I felt that the Lord Jesus truly loves me very much.
因为我常常犯错，我也没有做好我基督徒的本分。
I made a lot of mistakes, and I didn't do my Christian duties.
然后呢，他还那么的爱我。
Yet he still loved me so much.
那因为我听到那些见证里面这些见证人的他们所做出来的见证，你听了真的是会替他们很难过。
And when I heard some of the testimonies, I felt very sad for the people who shared the testimonies.
世上怎么有这么大的灾难临到这些人的身上？
Because they went through a very severe and serious afflictions.
可是回头看看我们自己。
But when we look at ourselves.
神的恩典，神的慈爱，实在实在是太大了。
God's grace and love are truly great.
所以我建议，如果各位哈，如果有在电脑上面也可以抓得到这个节目。
So I highly recommend that you listen to this program, and this program can also be downloaded from the internet.
它现在已经出到第六年了。
And this is the sixth year since the beginning of the program.
像我们在夏威夷呢，平常我们在车上呢，在的时候就听这个广播节目。
And in Hawaii, when I drove, we will listen to when I drive, we will listen to the program.
那执事长子如果没来的时候呢，我们就在家里跟我妈妈看《真光之声》的录影带节目。
And when there are no visiting ministers.My mother and I would watch a recorded broadcast from Taiwan.
所以目前都还很好。
And thank God, so far, so good.
所以希望以后兄弟姐妹呢有机会的话到夏威夷来。
I hope that if you have the opportunity, please come and visit Hawaii.
搬来做伴是最好的。
It's better. It's even better if you move here.
如果有来。旅游的话呢，我可以为你们做服务。
If you ever want to tour the islands, I'll be happy to help you.
可是呢，你们要来教会帮我们翻译。
But please come and help translate in the church.
虽然我离开旅游业已经有三年的时间哈。
I've already left the tourism business for 3 years.
可是因为我已经从事十几年。
And I was involved in that business for more than 10 years.
所以你们如果有想要去旅游需要这方面的咨询的话，我都还有印象。
If you ever need help or information on touring any place, I still have some experience.
谢谢。
Thank you.
愿一切荣耀都归主耶稣。
May all the glory be unto our Lord Jesus.
也还没有得到圣灵的朋友加油。
May the friends among us who are praying for the Holy Spirit work harder.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
大家请同心默祷。
Please pray in silence.
阿们。 大家都很认识我。
You all know me very well.
我姓吕。 就是李秀莲的李。
My last name is Liu.
我叫 James.
My first name is James.
我是从 可能加教会 来这边参加这次的这个神训班。
I attend Canoga Park Church and I'm here to attend the seminar.
母会是伯恩教会。
My mother church was Bowen Park Church.
伯恩教会每个人大部分都认识我。
Most of the members in Bowen Park Church know me.
我讲这个事情是有关荣耀神的事情的话，我希望能够造就到每一个人的心里头。
What I'm sharing here are for the glory of God, and I hope that they can also edify all of us.
在我还没讲话之前，在还没有见证之前呢，我有几句话，大家互相勉励。
Before the testimony, however, I have some words of encouragement.
我看到一本书里面呢，看到完以后，我就把它当成我的座右铭。
I read this in a book, and this became an adage for me.
各位仔细听，很好。有必要的话，给它抄起来。
This is a very good saying, and if I think this is, you'll find it very helpful.
信不信由你，你不抄你会后悔。
You might want to jot it down.
给一切神所要求。
Give God everything He requires.
取一切神所应许。
Receive everything God permits.
棒不棒?
Isn't that wonderful?
非常的棒。
It's really good.
今天我所要讲的内容，大概我本来是要讲的有四个地方要做见证，但20分钟不可能，一个故事我可以讲2个钟头，可以讲不完。
I wanted to share four things, but because I only had 20 minutes, and each of the four things would take at least 2 hours.
那第二个主题呢，就是说危机啊，就是转机。
And the second thing I wanted to talk about was how a crisis can be turned into an opportunity.
当你放风筝的时候啊，顺风，这个风筝是再下来的。
When you play the kite, if the kite is with the wind, the kite cannot fly.
你用逆风来放风筝的话，是越放越拉，是越高。
But if the kite is against the wind, the harder you pull, the higher the kite flies.
当你有这个危机的时候，应该是要高兴。
So when you are in crisis, you should rejoice.
但是我们做到没有。
But have we done it?
我们烦恼。
We worry.
我等会讲这故事给你们听。
I'm going to tell you a story about this.
第三个呢?
Third?
就是我们信仰过程，这个过程，就是说你交托给主耶稣的这种过程。 就是说，胜过于结果。
The process of it, trusting God is more important than the result.
因为这个结果是神给的。
Because God gives the result.
但是过程最重要是我们。
But we are the one who goes through the process.
所以在圣经里面所讲的，过程胜过于结果。
So the Bible teaches us that the process is more important than the outcome.
我所要见证的，这是我四弟。
The testimony I'd like to share with you about this is my brother.
我会做秀卡，说很多地方没有讲清楚的地方，你只要认清楚的话，你可以私下来跟我问，我会很乐意告诉你。
My testimony will be abbreviated, but if you'd like to know more, I'll be happy to tell you more.
这个故事在1991年。
In 1991.
突然间我家里的那个四弟的太太打电话给我说，你的弟弟已经病非常严重了。
My younger brother's wife called me and said, "Your brother is very, very ill."
那我们在电话里面就是说，以上往来就是打过来打过去。那时候打电话蛮贵的，下面以前没有电话卡，一打一通的话就30块、40块，一个月打下来要2000块。
And we made a lot of phone calls, and back in those days without phone cards, phone bill could be as high as $2,000 a month.
不过那个情况不对了，刚好那时候是我六舅，就是说五姨的。 弟弟有六舅，他的女儿有血癌，刚好神医治了他。
And At that time, my uncle's daughter was just healed of her leukemia.
Oh, 那个时候我们整个家族每一个人都要 test order, test 那里的 blood, 是什么血型能够 match together.
At that time, the entire family had to test our blood to see if we could be a matching donor.
我们今天不讲他了，我们讲说刚好那个时候，我心想，哎，这个是我的时间来了。
So all this happened at about the same time. And when this happened, I felt that my time has come.
我跟我家的领导我就给他请假了。我家领导说好，那你回去。
Okay. So I asked permission from my boss, aka my wife, whether I can go back.
当我回到家里去的时候呢，因为他情况我大部分都了解，因为他是肝癌。
And when I went back, I found out that he had liver cancer.
腹水。
And he had accumulation of fluid.
没有几天可以活。
And he only had a few days.
我从桃园的机场就直奔长庚医院。
So straight from the airport, I went to the hospital.
当我看到他的时候啊，他那个肚子啊很大。
When I saw him, I saw that his abdomen was all swollen.
Stopping.
And you can even see through the skin.
So, 这个我哭的时间不算啊。真的不算啊。好。那个时候我想，哎，只有祷告才有效。
So I said, only prayer can help.
因为我很爱我弟弟的，所以我才会哭了。
I cry because I love my brother very much.
好，先开始算了啊。那个时候我想。只有祷告才会医治他。
I figured only prayer was my only hope.
那天晚上我就跪下来祷告，十二点跪到凌晨三点。
So that night I knelt down and prayed from 12 to 3.
你就知道台湾没有地毯的。
In Taiwan, the hospital room.
我跪下去完以后，三个钟头起来的时候，你半个钟头起来是怎么一回事？你三个钟头，我一直在想象，像我第一天来的时候，我恨不得说三十分赶快敲钟啊，怎么还不敲呢
you can only imagine what it's like after kneeling for 3 hours. When I came here on the first day, during the very first prayer, I kept thinking, how come they don't ring the bell yet?
那个时候三十分钟对我，那个是三个小时对我来讲是没有感觉的。
But the 3 hours at that time, I didn't feel the 3 hour.、Length.
是不是因为你跪起来的时候，那个膝盖哈、是平的，而且那个肉要回去的时候哈、好像是这边好像被人刮，好像被人切断一个那个肉一样的。你三个钟头你跪看看。
After kneeling there for 3 hours, my knees became completely flat, as if someone cut off a flesh from my knees.
这是第一天晚上，第二天、第三天，我每一天呢是跪三次。说等你讲是跪二十七个钟头。
And the second and third days, I would kneel there in prayer for three times a day, and total 27 hours.
那我弟妹跟我讲说，就给我拉到旁边讲说，哎，那个二哥，我有话给你讲。
My sister-in-law said to me, I have something to tell you.
我说你讲什么
？What is it？
我说你假如说是你信的神能够把他带到天堂的话呢？我愿意将我的先生交给你，去信耶稣。
She said, "If your God is able to bring my husband to heaven, I'm willing to let him believe in the Lord."
我弟弟以前是流氓。
My younger brother used to be a gangster.
是很大条的流氓。
And he was very high in the ranks.
他家里有枪。
He had a gun at home.
有武士刀。
He had swords.
也强奸过人家的。
He even raped people.
是。然后那个他不是走逃，但是他十字里面的大家乐的什么大乐嘛，什么大家乐、能够中七次。
He won the lottery 7 times out of the 10 tries.
说他家里呢，我认为有鬼。
So I believe his house was haunted.
他家里呢有佛像其他的，然后全台湾省那一些落魄的人就要找他找名牌。
He had an idol at home, a Buddha at home.
他是属猴的。
He was born in the year of,
年纪很轻嘛。
Of the monkey.
七十几岁的老太婆，老太公就说：“哎，叫我小弟叫告别啊。”
And a lot of idol worshippers would come to his house.
我讲意思说，他是以前是无恶不作的一个人。
He was a lawless person.
要将他的信主的话，那是不可能的事情，面子问题啊。
So it would have been impossible for him to be a believer.
那个时候我时间不好，真的是高兴，那我赶快打电话给这内务教会，那个是执事是蔡国忠，是以前我同学在嘉义教会的。我说蔡国忠，你帮帮忙，赶快来救我弟弟。我说什么事？我就通知到讲给他听。结果他隔天早上一来的时候呢，就讲正道给我弟弟听了。
When I heard that, I was very excited. So I quickly contacted the Deacon Tsai of a Neihu Church to ask him to come, and he came and preached to my brother.
那每天晚上我们就请假出去，用车子，然后。那个台北那个教会有个弟兄啊，好像是泸州那边出车子，你要知道那个肚子，你想想看，你女儿有生过孩子，是这么大的，透明的，不能坐，绝对不能坐的，一定是都是这样子，然后也不能喝水，喝水是用什么喝呢？用棉花棒，那个棉花棒用滴水给他剃的话，他用吸的。吸了，然后那边干燥的，他也就是要那么多水。
And because his abdomen was so swollen, he could not sit up straight, and he could not drink water either. They had to use damp swab to give him water, and he would suck up all the moisture.
So 每天晚上三更半夜的时候，我跟他在一起，我跪下来祷告的时候，他说要水，我就棉花棒给他一支。结果呢，他把我手抓得紧紧的不放了，咕叽点嘛呢？我说不行，因为你排不出去嘛。
He kept asking for water while I was praying for him, and he kept begging for more, but I couldn't give it to him because he could not let the water out.
那个时候传道，那个时候执事来给我们祷告完以后，那天晚上哈，我弟弟因为已经有四个月没有睡觉，记得。没有睡觉的四个月，那个脸是什么脸？
That night, the preacher and the deacon came and visited him and prayed for him, and my brother had not been sleeping for four months.
然后，甚至人员跟工作人员都回到他们家去的时候，然后那天晚上就睡觉了。
But after the ministers from church went back.He was able to fall asleep.
打那个呼啊，打得很漂亮的呼啊。
And he was snoring so beautifully.
所以这几天在这边听到我们朋友打呼，我就听得不习惯。
At this time, I heard the snoring of my roommates. I wasn't very used to it.
所以从这个打呼来讲哈，自己轻易打呼不会讨厌，别人打呼你很讨厌。
From this experience, I learned that you.Like the snoring of your family members, but not the snoring of other people.
你想想看，四个月没有睡觉，第一天打呼那个样子真的是美呀、啊！继续打，再打，看着他打，然后隔天起来说脸色是红色的，为什么？有恢复体力的。
And I was so happy to see him snore that night because he hadn't slept for four months.
那是我心里那种澎湃啊！主耶稣已经快要到我身上来了。
And I was very excited because our Lord Jesus was coming into my heart.
每天晚上就送到灵布道会，就念佛教会去了。
And every night we went to the service, evening service at Neihu Church.
那我就问他你要不要受洗。
I asked him, "Do you want to be baptized?"
什么洗？在这边洗就可以了。
He said, "How do I get baptized? Do I do it here?"
我说那是教会一种仪式，你要当为一个基督徒这样受洗。
So, and I said to him, if you want to be a Christian, you must be baptized.
他说好，那我去。
He said, okay, I will go to church then.
哇，那是一大折磨的一天。
It was a very torturous day.
那个肚子大那个样子，坐哪里呢？
He was so swollen. There was no seat for him.
我讲真的，那个时候我有一种感念了。你洗的时候，我希望主耶稣神迹就出来。我那时候看，就想要看那个神迹。
And I really hope to see a miracle of healing when my brother was baptized.
哦，那种希望啊，一直在，一直一种长，就是说长六关啊，一直说测着，又是领口，这什么泰山什么什么什么站咯，又是一站，又是一站，一下来完以后，两个人又给他插了，结果又不能着陆了，因为那个手啊，哎，跟你讲啊，那个山，那个骨头啊。这个大腿是跟脚一手是一样的，你怎么着落？
At that time, I was worried because we had to carry him, and his legs were as thin as his arms.
好，结果受洗回来完以后呢，我还没有受洗，在领圣餐的时候，他跟我讲了，哎，我肚子很饿，哎。
After baptism, during the Holy Communion, he told me, "I'm very hungry."
哎，我心里又高兴了，会饿啊。哇，那个不是神迹吗？这个本来不饿的心会饿了，我那种高兴，我跟你讲啊，讲不出来的，我告诉你。
I was so happy that words cannot express because he could not eat at all for a long time, but now he said he's hungry.
我跟他讲哈，我知道是禁食了，没办法吃了。我说等一下有圣餐。
I said now it's a fasting, but later on we're going to serve the Holy Communion.
哎呦，哎，餐还没出来。
He said, when are they serving the meal?
哦，你先等着，先等着来。
Just wait a little longer.
我就走路出去啊，找那个面包店。
And then I went outside to look for a bakery.
你说绝不绝？三家面包店都关门。
But all three bakeries were closed.
你说绝吗？真绝妙啊！我就回来，我来跟他讲说，抱歉啊，那个好像我这样递不少。所以等一下马上就有饭吃了。
So I said, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this place, so I couldn't find you any food, but just wait.
开始唱圣歌，开始在领圣餐的时候呢，我想说 我弟弟跟我讲说，那当时该当吃饭了。
So when we began singing hymns and taking the Holy Communion, he asked me, when are we going to eat?
我唱歌了就有人吃。
I said, you can eat after we sing.
啊，一切就说，那比赛多啊。
And when he got the bread, he said, "How come so small?"
一讲台湾话，哎，那比赛多呢？听不懂？是真的。好了，那个已经领受下来完以后就回去了，然后那个身体就慢慢的恢复了。然后恢复完了以后呢，刚好是芦洲教会跟上总教会。他就我跟你讲，那些教会弟兄姐妹很好，就把我弟弟就送回家里去了。
And after we left the church, he gradually recovered, and the brothers and sisters from Luzhou Church came and brought him home.
还没回去之前，我还没受洗之前，我忘记告诉各位一件很重要的事情。
I forgot to tell you something that happened before the baptism.
这不算啊。去除佛像。
This is about removing the idols.
你们讲，他问我说：“那你家里有没有佛像？”有，那有一定要去除掉，才能受洗。
The pastor asked, "Do you have idols in your home?"
我弟弟说：“好，把它砍掉。
And if there's any, you have to remove them." And my brother said, "Okay, I'll get rid of them."
那时候是嘉义注目传道士罗振生，他也是我同学，那个真妙，你看都是同学在帮我忙。
And the resident pastor was Preacher Luo, who happened to be my former classmate.
我就补充刚才说，这已经扣掉一分钟就不算了啊。好了，那就回去了，回到嘉义去了。
We went back to 嘉义。
那我也回家了。
I also went home.
我跟你讲，我十四天都没有玩，十四天是看我弟弟。
For 14 days, I didn't go anywhere else except to look after my.
我相信这种哥哥爱弟弟的那种表现哈。像我们这种年纪啊，各个 ID 是世界是奉献给他的，很难找。
And I think this is a very rare kind of love from an older brother.
你们那个笑就是说，是的。
I'm sure you agree. That's why you laugh.
我也感到很骄傲。
I'm very proud of myself.
你给我肯定，我很骄傲。所以我就回到家里，完以后我就。我讲真的，那是百分之百的交托给神啊。 已经交托，真的，我是百分之百的交托，看这个样子已经变了。结果两个礼拜我回到台湾，哎，回到美国来完以后，我跟我太太两个人就交托出去玩，就不会说是再打电话，就不会再打电话，已经成了，就 OK 了。
After we entrusted everything to God, and I returned to the U.S. and for 2 weeks we did not call my brother because
我唱完下班要洗澡之前，刚好一通电话来了，10:30。
I trusted God, and after work one day, I got a phone call.
哎，这封电话是晴天霹雳的。
And it was a very devastating call.
啊，我弟弟走了。
My brother left.
我讲这个故事呢，也就是说，神给我们，我们祷告呢，神要不要给我们是在神。
So my point here about with the testimony is that it is up to God to decide, whether He gives us what we ask.
从我内心来讲，我没有说对主耶稣说有点说为什么 why 没有。
Never did I ask the Lord why.
所以这个就是给各位有一个，我为什么要做这个见证呢？这是一个负面的见证。
This is a testimony more from a negative perspective.
当你得到这个负面的见证的时候，你如何去面对
？How do you take in this kind of testimony?
联系下去，我家里的三个男人都走。
Three in a row. The three men in my house, in my family, passed away.
三个，我爸爸，另外还有个弟弟，连他三个都走。
My father and two younger brothers.
最可能是谁？就是他亲戚，最可能就是我妈妈。
And so my mother is most.
那我跟我妈妈讲说，这个你现在也要信耶稣了。
So I told my mother you should be a believer too.
哦，她说不行。
She said, "I can't."
因为你没照顾，因为你哥哥是信佛教的，万一我是信耶稣的话，他不能还给我吃，那我怎么办？
She said, "Your brother was a Buddhist, so I cannot become a Christian."
所以这对我来讲也是一个非常大的打击，没有办法来带他教会来。他人现在活得好好的，就是操你娘而已。
So this is something I'm still quite anxious about. She lives a very good life, except she's dull in hearing.
但是我们固定都有一个礼拜会打电话给她。
But we try to call her every week.
我在讲第二故事。
Second story.
在1994年的1月17号。
In 1997, January 17th.
就是北京大地震。
During the earthquake.
我当时投资餐馆40万的餐馆。
In Northridge, I invested in a restaurant business.
结果那天晚上那个地震真是，有那么快啊？那个地震啊，真的是厉害。
The earthquake was very strong.
那也好像是6.75级吧。
It was about
6.7. 它摇动大概是一分大概十几秒的样子，不停的。
The Richter scale, and it lasted for over a minute.
那我家里那个床铺多大？king size 的
，and the king size bed in my house。
我跟我太太两小个子都是矮矮的。
My wife and I are petite。
就晃晃晃，就把我们两个人就真的是晃到那个床铺，就已经下来了。
We were shaken off the bed。
我心想了，哎呦，我一直想啊，完了，我的餐馆那些40万就泡汤了。
I figured all my investment in my restaurant。
1993年8月2号开的。
I started the business in August of 1993.
1994年1月17号地震
，and there's an earthquake in January of.
我心想，那个全部新的，那不是完蛋了吗
？97. So I felt this is a very.
哇，那个一路上开过去的话，那个路都是高的，然后飞机呀、十几部飞机，那个直升机就在扑灭那个化学式的那个 season， 就是 UC North North Casting Northridge。
And as I tried to drive to the restaurant, I saw helicopters and emergency workers.
我跟我那个邻居讲说，哎，祷告，祷告，祷告，哈利路亚！那我是一个做盼望，那我是一个做盼望呢。不要让我死的很难看。结果我邻居讲，
啊。Oh, okay. I talked to my brother-in-law and said, please don't let me die a wretched death.
这为了不算啊。所以那个时候呢，我心想怎么样？我一直在想，大概一定是完蛋，全部完蛋。结果只有外面两个窗户啊，玻璃破掉而已。
I figured my whole restaurant must have been a mess, but when I got there, I saw that only two panes of glasses were broken.
这一次是正面的跟各位讲。
So this is a very positive.
主耶稣的保护。
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的保守。
He protected us.
所有的下边生的里面的那个天花板啊，是没有一片留的。
There was no piece of a ceiling in the shopping mall.
只有我这个餐馆呢，一片都没有掉下来。
But in my restaurant, no.
信不信？
No part of my ceiling fell.
妙不妙
？Isn't that miraculous？
就这么妙。结果呢，那个五号的电视台来访问的时候说 ，I can't believe your ceiling always 还挂在那边。
When the Channel 5 reporters came, they couldn't believe that my restaurant.
我还上电视啊！他问我 why？
So they asked me why.
I said I believe in God and Jesus.
I said I believe in God and Jesus.
他们问我哪个教会了？假如问哪个教会的话，我一定会出 Jesus Church。
He didn't ask me.
我就失去那个机会。
They didn't ask me which church I went to. I would have said true Jesus Church.
我感谢主，这个是一个正面一个负面的，跟各位讲是说，就是说你神要保守我能够很平安，但是你祷告的时候呢，主耶稣给你的是 yes or no， 啊，你应该要面对，要顺从。
So,
像跟我一样，我是很高兴。你看，我是活得很高兴。你们各位看看，对不对
？So from the testimony, my point is that we receive whatever God gives us, and we can always be happy.
在还没敲台之前，我先走。
So let me step down before the bell rings.
Hallelujah! 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share a testimony.
当我的医生跟我讲说我胆固醇偏高的时候，我就开始散步。
My doctor told me that my cholesterol was on the high side, so I started taking walks.
在散步的时候，我常常听正道的随身听来听正道。
And when I walk, I would use a portable player to listen to sermons.
在这对我来讲好像是跟神约会一样，因为常在听正道的时候，我可以产生共鸣。
This is like dating with God because during the sermons, I am in tune with God.
我可以想到有时候听到会。感受到圣灵也是这样教导我的。
And I also feel that the Holy Spirit teaches me.
我有时候也可以感受到圣经上的人物他们的感受也我在我的生活经验上也可以找到。
And I can also relate to the biblical characters.
有一次我听到传道讲到说神的显现的时候有闪电、雷轰、地震、大雹，那是根据启示录。
I heard in a sermon that when God manifests himselfThere's lightning and thunder and hailstorm.
我也想到有一个我生命转变的经验是神对我的显现。
This reminded me of a time when God appeared to me and transformed my life.
有一次我到一个商场买了一件黑色套装的上衣。
Once I bought a black shirt.
Jacket.
A jacket.
我走出了商场，进入了 parking lot. 到了 parking lot， 整个天色变了。
And from the store, I went to the parking lot, and by then the sky had changed.
下起了大雨，又是雷轰，又是打雷，雷轰、闪电，还有加上下冰雹。
It began to rain heavily, and there was thunder, lightning, and hail.
我想到我的婴儿那个时候还不满一岁呢，虽然天气那么坏，我还是急着走了。
My baby was only a year old, and I tried to rush to the car.
走到车上，走在路上的时候，才发觉我什么都看不见。我在心里向神呼喊，我快要死了，没有办法开。
When I was driving, I couldn't see a thing. So I prayed to God, God, I'm going to die like this, so I cannot drive.
然后我向神忏悔。
And I repented before God.
然后在只有两个 block， 我想到旁边还有一个小的 shopping plaza， 我就转进去，慢慢的开进去，因为什么都看不见。
And I tried to turn into a small parking plaza because I couldn't see anything.
等到我车子一停，然后我头转向我车窗，往车窗外一看，什么都停了，没有雨，没有冰雹，没有雷轰，没有闪电，什么都停了。
When I stopped my car, I looked out the window. All the rain, the thunder, and the hail all stopped.
我想那是神对我的愤怒。
I think that God was outraged with me.
他记得一个小女孩每天晚上对他祷告。
He remembered how a little girl prayed to him every night.
我每天因为我父亲身体不好，所以每天都为我父亲祷告。
My father was ill, so that's why I prayed for him every day.
当我来到美国的第一年呢，有一天晚上，我在昏睡中呢，看到一个异象，看到我父亲病得快死。
After I came to the States, I had a dream one night. In the dream, I saw my father was dying of illness.
所以我马上把我惊醒了，我马上起来为他祷告。
That really shook me up, and I woke up and prayed.
后来我接到家里的信，就说我父亲病得很厉害，在那一就在那个时候，他病开始好转。
And I received a letter that my father had been in illness, and it was at that time that he began to become better.
当我看到那件黑衣的时候，就是那个时候，我心里好像一个预感说，万一我父亲过世的话，我没有衫里的衣服可以穿。
When I saw the black jacket, I somehow had this premonition that if my father ever passes away, I need something to wear.
所以我一出来，我就觉得神对我发怒，你为什么放弃了你的父亲？
So I felt that God was outraged at me for giving up on my father.
然后我就跟神祷告，我向神求问说，爸爸会死吗？
So I prayed to the Lord and asked him, is my father going to die?
神给我看一个八字
number
8.
He showed me the number 8.
我知道这八跟我爸爸死亡有关系，不知道是什么。
I knew it had something to do with my father, and I didn't know what it meant.
然后神陪伴我回台湾，带领我走过我父亲的死荫的幽谷。
And God brought me back to Taiwan so that I could walk with him through the valley of shadow of death.
在那个时候，他让我感受到风雨中的平安，因为在回去的路上，在我面对我来美国最怕的旅程的时候，他竟然让我在飞机上一路的睡回去。
He accompanied me all the way. Even though I dreaded the long journey, he helped me fall asleep the whole time.
后来，那故事很长，所以不能讲。那我回来美国以后，在几个礼拜以后，在一个安息日早上，我接到家里的电话，说我爸爸过世了。
A couple of weeks after I came back to the States, one Sabbath morning, I received a phone call that my father passed away.
我在祷告哭泣了以后，我把这个日历拿出来，就从我买那件黑衣到爸爸过世整整八个礼拜。
And I cried and prayed about it, and then I took out the calendar and counted. It was exactly 8 weeks since I bought that black jacket till the time my father passed away.
安息日，所以我还是上教会聚会。
Since it was Saturday, I went to church.
每次祷告我就向神哭。
And I cried in every prayer.
可是在日落之前的最后一次的祷告。
But during the last prayer before the sunset,
神他把忧伤从我心里摘走了。
God took away the sorrow in my heart.
然后我再没有泪水。
I no longer had tears.
所以在我父亲过世以后，我常一直在问自己说，这怎么有可能呢？
After my father passed away, I kept asking myself, how was this possible?
神把我最爱的人带走，他却让我感觉到他是那么的爱我。
He took away the person I loved the most, and I still feel that he loves me so much.
我开始服侍神。
So I started to serve God.
我开始传福音。
I started to preach the gospel.
在1993年一月初的时候，我的同事带着两个 baby， 他们在冰天雪地决心要受洗。
In January of 1993, my colleague their children decided to be baptized, and it was a cold winter day.
在前一天的晚上，我为他们进食祷告。
And the night before that day, I prayed for them with fasting.
那天晚上，我似乎开始唱灵歌。
And that night, I began to sing spiritual songs.
在我小的时候，我常常记得我的外祖母她祷告的时候常常唱女高音式的灵歌。
I remember when I was a child, I always heard my grandmother singing spiritual songs, sing a very high, with very high pitch.
可是我受圣灵二十年，我从来没有的唱过灵歌。
But having, even though I believed in the Lord for 20 years, I never
受圣灵二十年。
I received the Holy Spirit for 20 years. I never sang spiritual songs.
我有时会想说，能够唱灵歌应该也很好。
And sometimes I wonder, it must be very nice to be able to sing spiritual songs.
刚开始的时候，每次祷告，他就让我唱一首歌，同一条音调，不断的重复。
And then during my prayer, then I started to sing the same spiritual song, the same tune.
后来我烦了，我就说换一换吧。
Then I said to God, let's change to another one.
我记得在我外祖母的山里的时候，我看到我父亲泪流满面。
I still remember when my grandmother passed away during the funeral. My father was in tears.
那时候有一个女高音呢，在唱一首诗歌，就是说。不是我们教会诗歌，是长老会诗歌。说为主做工不落空，那是歌词的内容。
And there was a soloist who sang a hymn about how our work in the Lord will not be in vain.
我不懂我为什么父亲为什么流那么多的泪水。
I didn't understand why my father cried so much.
后来我才知道他的故事，我外祖母的故事。那个时候他来淡水传福音。
Then I later learned about what happened, and my grandmother had come to Danshui to preach the gospel.
她挫折失望很大。
爸爸。
我外祖母。
At that time, she was undergoing a very great trauma.
传福音不顺利。
Frustration because her evangelical work was not going well.
她在飞行的时候想要离开淡水。
So she wanted to leave that city.
可是在有一次呢，他就听到天使唱这首诗歌。
But then, one time she heard an angel singing this hymn.
其他的旁边的姐妹呢，其实没有听到。
And the sisters next to her didn't hear the singing.
后来我才从我妈妈那边知道说，我外祖母她受了为了传福音，还有因为她是长老会的牧师娘呢，来信真耶稣教会呢，她受了很多的苦，她有好多的泪水。
And I heard from my mother later that at that time, my grandmother went through a lot of sufferings, especially because she came from another denomination.
我想神或许把我所听到外祖母的诗歌灵歌给我，他没有把我没有看见的，他也同时呢把他我没有看见的泪水呢也给了我。
I believe God taught me the spiritual song that my grandmother heard, and at the same time, he also gave me the same tears that she went through.
在我开始服侍神了以后，我就进入了流泪谷。
After I started serving God, I went into the valley of tears.
在祷告的时候，我常常流泪，而我自己也不知道我为什么流泪。
I prayed a lot, I cried a lot in my prayers, and sometimes I didn't know why I was crying.
有时候我不知道说人在神面前祷告可以有那么多的泪水。
I found it difficult to believe that a person could possibly cry so much in prayer.
在这黑暗的时期呢，好像在黑夜的时候呢，我紧紧地抓住一句话，那是我父亲在生前教导我的。
During this very dark period, I held on to the words that my father taught me.
他告诉我说，一树虽然有枯气，早晨便会欢呼。
He said, even though there's weeping for night, yet there's rejoicing in the morning.
那是在圣灵祷告中，圣灵不断地提醒，用赞美诗三十五首给我提醒的。
And the Holy Spirit constantly reminded me of this through this hymn number 35.
我紧紧地抓住这个希望。
And I grasped, held on to that hope very tightly.
只是我有时会想说，黑夜什么时候会过去，清晨什么时候会来到。
But I always wondered when the night was going to be over and when the morning would come.
到了2001年的时候，我那时候感觉到，好像希伯来书12章第一节讲的残累的重担，我没有办法继续往前行在我的信仰的旅程上。
In 2001, I felt that all the burdens that entangled me held me back so that I could not continue as described in Hebrews 12 verse 1.
在2001年的春季秋季灵恩会的最后一次祷告，我向神呼求说：“神啊，我病了，求你医治我。”
In the autumn spiritual convocation in 2001, in the final prayer, I asked the Lord. I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm very ill. Please help me."
在那个时候，我下了决心。那个时候，我知道我服侍的门关闭。
And I made a determination. I knew that the doors of my service have been shut.
我下了决心说，如果神不打开我服侍的门，我也不打开。
I determined that if God does not help me open the door of my ministry, I will keep it shut too.
然后我就从我服侍中逃命去了。
So I ran away from my mission.
然后真的我感受到神他就开始在医治我。
Then I began to feel that God was healing me.
在那时候在我走流泪谷的时候我最喜欢读的一本书是花墨甘泉。
As I was walking through the Valley of Tears, my favorite book was the Streams in the Desert.
有一天我看到花墨甘泉讲到说信心可以把伤心不平失望的山 mountain 移走。
In one of the readings, I came across these words that faith can remove the mountains of frustration and
sorrow, fear, and dismay.
Fret and dismay.
所以我就决心来试下，试看看。我说，山原来是这个山，因为我知道主耶稣说，你们有信心就可以移山。
And I understood what Jesus meant when he said, if you have faith, you can remove even mountains.
所以我走到船头前，我跪下来。
So I knelt by the side of my bed.
我又默祷了，把这句话讲说，主啊，求你移掉我伤心不平、失望的山。
So I asked the Lord to help me remove the mountains of sorrow, fret, and dismay.
讲完这句话，我又站起来。
After I said that, I got up.
然后真的。我就看到神他也把我的山给移掉了。
And true enough, God removed the mountains.
我已经挣扎了将近十年，走了将近十年的流泪谷，我没有办法去掉的一个信心的祷告，一句话，神就帮我移掉了。
God was able to help me remove these mountains, which I could not remove for 10 years.
感谢神呢，神他医治了我心灵的疾病。
Thank God he healed the sickness in my heart.
他是最伟大的医生。
He is the greatest physician.
他也把我的伤给移掉了。
He removed my trauma as well.
他后来也把我服侍的门给打开来了。
He opened the door of my ministry.
我就发觉到说，神真的就像赞美诗所讲的，我们越服侍他，他越甜美。
Exactly as the song, the hymn says, the longer we serve him, the sweeter he grows.
像我可以感受到神他在意我的情绪。
God cares about my feelings.
以前我把神当作是阿拉丁的神灯。
I used to treat God as the Aladdin lamp.
就人生的每一个关口，我都向他祈求，他也都应许我的祈求。
I turned to him whenever I was in need, and he helped me every time.
我年少的时候，我向他要糖，他就给我糖果；我向他要饼干，他就给我饼干。
When I was young, I asked him for cookies and candies, and he gave them all to me.
他给我各样的恩典。
He gave me all sorts of blessings.
但是我是把他当成阿拉丁的神灯。
But I treated him as the lamp of Aladdin.
现在他是我精神的主。
But now he is the Lord of even my emotions.
我现在回过头看，看那流泪谷的路程。
Now I turn back and look at the journey I went through in the Valley of Tears.
虽然是将近十年的流泪谷。
Even though it lasted for 10 years.
但是却非常的值得。
It was certainly worthwhile.
我满心的感谢。
My heart is filled with thanks.
因为在这流泪谷中，他把我心眼给打开来了。
Because through the valley of tears, God opened my eyes.
他让我学习到很多圣经的教训。
He helped me learn many teachings in the Bible.
我从圣经上的教训中，我可以联想到我自己的生活信仰的体验。
And from the teachings of the Bible, I could relate them to my life experiences.
那些古圣徒，亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒、以利亚、摩西、大卫，他们的感受，我也可以感受到。
And I could feel how Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and Elijah all felt.
对于以利亚的逃命呢，传道者有很多不同的解释。
Different ministers have different interpretations about Elijah's fleeing for his life.
对我来说呢，在那个时候，神给他显现了温柔的爱情。
But for me, God appeared to Elijah as a compassionate and loving God.
在我走过了流泪谷，神也显现了他温柔的爱情给我。
In the same way, God showed me his love and compassion when I went through the valley of tears.
现在当我心情起伏的时候，我常发觉神已经等着听我的祷告。
Now, whenever I go through my ups and downs, I feel that God is ready to listen to my prayer.
有一天晚上我们在查经的时候，我们谈到人生的黑暗。
During one of our evening Bible studies, we talked about darkness in our life.
我就分享了 那句话，一树虽然有枯萎，早晨便必欢呼。
Then I share the Bible passage, even though there's weeping for a night, there's rejoicing in the morning.
当我跪下来祷告的时候，有一句话来到我的，就是让我，忽然有一句话让我临到我的身，给我，有一句话给我。
Then when I knelt down to pray, words came to me.
就是乘驾地的高处。
That you will ride on the heights of the land.
我不知道那是什么意思，乘驾地的高处。
I didn't know what those words meant back then.
那我想说我要来研究研究。
So I wanted to study more about it.
后来刚好梁传道来芝加哥开讲习会。
Pastor Liang happened to be coming, be there for a seminar.
我就问他说乘驾地的高处是什么意思。
So I asked him, what does it mean to ride on the heights of the land?
那正是午餐的时候。
And this was over a lunch period.
他并没有正面地回答我。
He didn't answer me directly.
但是在今天早上，我想在他正道中，他也解释了乘驾地的高处是什么。
I believe this morning's class, he explained more about what it means to ride on the heights of the land.
或许神所要给我的信息是，走过了流泪谷就能够得到乘驾，就是能够乘驾地的高处。
I believe God's message to me was after I passed through the valley of tears, I would ride on the heights of the land.
有一在一个书签上呢，我看到一句话我很喜欢。
And I also saw some words on a bookmark that I like very much.
他说，谦卑是在主里面有门徒的居所。
Humility is finding a dwelling place of blessings in the Lord.
可以让我进入
and it's a dwelling place that I can enter.
关上门
close the door.
跪在主的面前
and kneel before the Lord.
就像藏在海的深处
as if I'm hidden in the depths of the sea.
四周与海上有风雨波浪
while I'm surrounded by the waves above the sea.
在天父的隐密处有平安
I can experience peace.In the secret place of the Heavenly Father.
他不但带领我走过了流泪谷，他也把我恢复到他的花园，带我到他的花园里。
Not only has he brought me through the valley of tears, he has brought me into his garden.
在我年少的时候，我有很得福的日子。
When I was young, I had a very happy life.
那个时候我读书很轻松。
My schoolwork was very light.
我跟他祈求说我要考上北一女，他就让我考上北一女，很简单。
I asked him to bring to let me into a good school, and he allowed me.
我就知道，我现在想想，那就是门徒在花园里的日子。
And so those were like the days on the flowery bed.
现在我负担教会圣工，我不觉得压力有多大。
Now taking up church work means going through a lot of pressure.
我不觉得压力有多大。
I'm sorry. And now I don't feel a lot of pressure in doing church work.
在花园里，就是把一切的重担交给神就好了。
Because if I'm in the garden, I just need to trust God with everything.
也就是说，傻傻的就可以了。
Just be naive.
见证到此，一切荣耀归给主。
And give God everything. So this concludes the testimony. May all the glory be unto God.
Thank God for the wonderful testimony.
感谢主，我们听到很好的见证。
From Lisa, Sister Lisa Lim, we learned that the power of Holy Spirit is really is the power of regeneration.
从林姐妹
，Lisa
林姐妹，从林姐妹的见证里面，我们可以听到。这个圣灵就是使我们 重生的力量。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5. We are very familiar with this verse.
我们请看提多书第三章第五节。
Titus 3:5.
提多书第三章第五节。Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
She has gone through the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
林姐妹体验到这个圣灵的更新。
She play mahjong, smoke.
她打麻将，抽烟。
His mouth is not, you know, his words is not as pleasant to hear.
讲话不客气。
She is very indifferent to people.
不理睬别人。
After she received the Holy Spirit.
但是得到圣灵之后
，everything changed，
一切都改变了。
The relationship between her, her mother and her changed.
她跟她母亲的关系改变了。
She don't smoke anymore, don't play mahjong anymore.
不再抽烟，不再打麻将。
And the reason why she received the Holy Spirit is because she told God that, I'm not going to go to your church anymore.
在她跟主耶稣讲说我不再来教会的时候，主耶稣却给她了圣灵。
God is very interesting, really.
神真的是很奇妙。
A lot of time, a lot of time is good that you can, how do you say, 撒娇了哈。You can, 撒娇。You can, yeah, you can act like a naughty kid in front of God. Sometimes it is okay.
有时候在神面前可以撒娇。
You can see that her life is totally transformed after receiving Holy Spirit.
我们可以听到他得到圣灵之后，整个生命改变了。
There are not many Chinese people in Hawaii Church.
在夏威夷的教会里很少这个中国人。
So if you go to Hawaii Church, she must feel very, very joyful.
所以如果我们华人的弟兄姐妹去访问的话，她一定很高兴。
So you can take this opportunity to know her better.Next time it will be easier for you to go to Hawaii Church.
所以请在这个时候把握机会多认识他，这样以后就在夏威夷可以再见面。
From Brother Lim, we can see is from Brother Lim's James Lu's testimony. We can see that her face was he has a childlike faith when he encountered the brother's illness.
从刘弟兄的见证，我们可以听到，当他听到他弟弟生病的时候，他的信心就好像一个赤子的心。
He desired to see a miracle occur.
他很希望可以看到神迹。
I don't know if she is expected if his brother is able to believe in Jesus.
甚至他没有想到他弟弟会相信主耶稣。
Because he was such an evil person.
因为他以前是这么样的一个坏人。
Through long time prayer that really touched his sister-in-law.
但是借着他长久的祷告，他这个弟媳妇的心也受感动。
God opened the heart of her, so she permitted that her husband can be baptized.
神打开他的心，容许他先生来受洗。
Since that moment, God opened a wonderful way for him to receive salvation.
从那时候开始，神就打开一个得救的恩门给他。
Later on, even though he passed away, but we are very confident that his soul is in the heavenly is in the paradise.
虽然他离开世界，但是我们知道他的灵魂被接到乐园里。
So indeed, it was a beautiful thing.
这是一个很美的事。
If we look at it from the spiritual point of view.
尤其是当我们从这个灵眼来看这个事
，So our prayer indeed can touch man and can touch God.
我们的祷告的确能够感动人，感动神。
This is the best way to guide our relative to come to know God.
这是带领我们亲戚来这个信主的最好方法。
From his testimony, it reminds me the verse of Mark chapter 16.
从他的见证，小弟联想到马可福音的16章。
Those who believe have miracles follow.
信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
So to me, it is a positive, very positive testimony.
对我来讲，这个是一个很正面的一个见证。
Another grace that I experienced was the earthquake in Northridge.
他分享另外一个神的恩典，就是在这个北岭的地震的时候得到神的保守。
It was a very famous earthquake in South Cal at that time.
那时候这个在南加州是大家都知道的一个大地震。
It was indeed a great miracle that we can glorify the name of God through media.
这是一个使神得到荣耀的机会，因为借着媒体我们可以见证。
So in Philippians chapter 4, it really teaches us that, you know,God will give us peace which is beyond our understanding.
在腓立比书那里讲到说神会赐给我们出人意料的平安。
You didn't know, but the Lord is taking good care of us.
有时候在我们完全不知道的情况下，神却照顾我们。
Sarah, Sister Sarah shared the journey of her of serving.
Sarah 姐妹跟我们见证她服侍神的过程。
Before she served the Lord, she encountered many grace from the Lord.
在还没有服侍神之前，她得到了许多恩典。
Through vision, she knew that her father is ill.
神
was ill.
神借着异象让她知道她父亲生病。
On the troubled journey, God gave her peace in her heart.
在这个艰远的路程当中，神给他心里的平安。
A lot of time we serve the Lord because the love of God is in us.
常常因为神的爱激励我们，我们愿意服侍神。
Because we want to repay the love of God.
因为我们要报答神的爱。
But beyond our imagination is that sometimes we feel like the journey is not as smooth as we anticipated.
但是有时候我们没有料想到，我们却遇到一些挫折。
That's why you need to come to NATS for training.
所以我们应该来参加神训班受训。
You need to have tears over here, otherwise you are going to have more tears when you go back home to serve.
我们应该要在这里流多一点眼泪。要不然的话，回去侍奉神会有很多的眼泪。
I always share with brother and sister, without training, serving is a suicidal action.
我常常勉励弟兄姐妹，如果没有受训就开始服侍，是一个自杀的行为。
Really, a lot of time we do not know the will of God.
我们常常不了解神的旨意。
We might use our own way to serve.
我们常常用自己的方法去侍奉。
We are not trained to endure the hardship to serve.
我们没有受训，所以没有办法承担苦难。
See, TTP 2 years training, it is not the major training. Is not the knowledge training.
神学院最主要的训练不只是在知识上的训练。
For you come here to receive training, it is not only Bible knowledge training.
同样的，我们来这里受训不只是圣经上的知识。
Really, I mean, of course, knowledge is very important.
当然知识是很重要的。
But most important is discipline training.
但是最主要的是要操练。
Without go through 2 years, discipline suffering, it is very difficult for a person to serve the Lord for the lifetime.
若不经过这两年苦难的操练，要一生服侍神是很困难的。
Because really, before you offer yourself up, you have no ego. You gotta put your ego, your personal idea away.
因为在还没有献上自己之前，一定要把自我还有我们自己的想法除去。
It could have taken Sister Sarah 10 years to learn this lesson.
这个 Sarah 姐妹她花了10年才学会这功课。
Thank God, I think she learned.
感谢神，她学会了。
So now she knows how to entrust everything into the hands of God.
她现在懂得凡事交托神。
So, please, if you have chance, continue to come back to the Lord for training.
所以请大家尽量把握机会来参加每一次的训练。
You learn from the speaker, not only from what they say.
我们可以从讲员学习，不止他们所讲的话。
How do they live their life?
更是他们怎么过学习他们为人。
I was very impressed by the very last sermon given by Pastor Wooty.
我还记得印象很深刻，就是Wooty 传道给我们的讲的最近的一篇道理。
He testified his journey of faith in the past 4 years.
他在这篇正道里面讲到这几年他的信仰的。
And testify how he learned personally from the simple life that TTP instructors have demonstrated to him.
他见证他从神学院的讲员身上看到怎么样过一个简单的生活。
It takes great wisdom to live a simple life.
如果要过这样简单淳朴的生活，的确需要很大的智慧。
And not only that, I mean, sometimes the workers share how did they overcome the frustration in their missionary that really help us as a student to serve the Lord.
尤其当讲员跟我们分享他们在传道上的一些经历， 对我们学生是很有很大的帮助。
I remember Pastor Liang mentioned that if you serve the Lord, the Lord wants you to take you down. I mean, the devil wants to take you down.
我还记得梁传道告诉我们，当你要下定决心侍奉神的时候，魔鬼就想要攻击你。
For sure, you are going to have a lot of tears to serve the Lord.
在侍奉的过程当中，一定会流很多眼泪。
But thank God, God is merciful.
但是感谢神，神是怜悯的神。
We will continue to learn to be a better Christian to serve Him.
我们要继续学习怎么样成为更好的工人。
Thank God for those are wonderful testimony.
我们感谢神有这么样美好的见证。
We shall have a break.
我们现在休息。
Let's pray in silence.
请默祷。